first, would you obey this man? He's Charlie, our actor, dressed to look like he's in charge. He's in charge of nothing except a bogus uniform. We've brought him to Edmonton, North London, to the shopping centre, to find out exactly how obedient people are. It's a simple experiment, but amazingly, it works. Out of uniform, though, it's a different story. Which made us wonder, what would power and obedience do to our human zoo? It's the morning of day 3. 12 strangers have been living together in this isolated house in the Lake District, aware that they're taking part in a psychological program, but unaware that they're surrounded by 15 hidden cameras. Psychologist Phil Zimbardo and Mark McDermott have been analysing their behaviour, watching their every move on banks of monitors. On day 1, we watched them forming first impressions of each other and bond as a group of 12. But on day 2, we divided them into teams and watched rivalries develop. Last night, the A team humiliated the B team with a menial forfeit. This morning, we're raising the stakes. We'll announce a winning team at the end of the day. And during the day, we're going to watch what happens when one group of people is given power over another.